So you think you set your sights high? You think you have goals that you're going to attain to? Brethren, lift your eyes up on high. Lift your eyes up to heaven and see Christ and see God and ask God to enlighten you. Verse 9, to enlighten and spiritually illuminate every one of you. God wants you to know. God wants you to see. God wants you to understand by making clear what is the fellowship and participation. That close relationship with God is revealed in the secret plan. That is the mystery of God, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden, concealed, and withheld from sight or knowledge until now in God, who created and brought into existence everything by and through Jesus Christ, so that it might now be made known through the church to the principalities and rulers, even the authorities who are exercising power, yes, including even the angels in the heavenly or spiritual realm, what is the infinitely immense and supreme divine wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose of the ages, which he proposed and planned, thoroughly worked out beforehand in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Master. Fantastic and marvelous words, brethren. What God has done, and it's not just the words, it's the Spirit. It is God's intervention and revelation and God's power that makes these things alive. It's not because anyone has done anything to take any credit for anything. It is what God has done, in whom we are having boldness and courage and assurance, even direct access to God by being allowed to have admission into the very presence of God the Father. So when you pray, Our Father, you're coming into His divine presence in the name and by the authority of Jesus Christ, in complete confidence and absolute trust by His faith, which then is Christ's very own faith and trust implanted into your hearts and into your minds. Isn't that something? That God would do that? That God would choose us? That God would call us to this? Fantastic, brethren. Verse 13, on account of this, I am imploring and beseeching you not to lose heart. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are, or weaken in confidence or faith, neither be discouraged or downhearted at my trials and tribulation, which are for you, which are for your glory and God's eternal plan. And now for this cause and reason, I am bowing my knees in chains and shackles in this prison, in worshipful adoration and humble submission to the Father of our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, from whom the entire family of God, the angels in heaven above, the saints on the earth beneath, is named, that he may grant you, graciously bestow and gratuitously endow you according to the luxuriant, abundant riches of his very own magnificent splendor and glory, and to be mightily strengthened and energized with his dynamic power through his very own Holy Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell and live in your hearts and minds. Christ in you, the hope of glory, through faith and trusting belief, and that you may be constantly rooted and firmly planted. Brethren, we need to be constantly rooted and firmly planted in the Word of God, the truth of God, the love of God, so that it gives us the strength and the stability that we need. Continuing now, that is stabilized, grounded, and established in love, that is godly divine love, so that you may be spiritually strong enough and to be able to fully comprehend. God wants us to know. This is the hope that God gives us. He doesn't want to hold back from us. God is not there to hurt us or destroy us or ruin us or put us down or cause grief and sorrow and wretchedness in our lives. But if that comes, so be it. Let us have comprehension and understanding with every one of the saints. What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of God's eternal plan and purpose? That's what God wants for you. That's what God wants for me. That's what all of this futility and vanity and wretchedness in this world is going to come to an end to usher this in. And God is giving us a part in that, brethren. Great is the mystery of godliness. And to know and understand the godly divine love of Christ, what Christ has done, what he did to come to this earth, to give up everything, to become a human being, to risk all the universe, to risk being God, to die for our sins, which he says, which surpasses and excels all human knowledge and understanding. Ah, there isn't any way you can figure it out by sitting down and using the best brain in the world. Absolutely won't happen. But that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Brethren, I want you to think on that. To be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what God wants us to do. That's what God wants us to be. That's what God is working in the mystery of godliness. So that with his Holy Spirit, satiating every fiber of your being, that in the end, at the resurrection, you will be a son of God, composed of spirit as God is composed of spirit, for you shall see him as he is, for you shall be like him, truly a son of God. Now to him who has the eternal capacity and dynamic ability which transcends all things. Brethren, we need not doubt one thing of God, or his way, or his plan, or his purpose. And we need to set aside every one of those things that afflict us, whether it be old age, whether it be trying to live in the world, whether it be trying to have a job, trying to be healed, whatever it may be. Set aside all of that, because God's plan transcends everything, to do exceeding abundantly above everything that we can ask or think, according to the dynamic spiritual power which is working within us. To him, God the Father, be the magnificent splendor, glory, and honor in the church in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, expanding into the ages of eternity. Amen. Great is the mystery of godliness.